Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Homelessness has been a problem in search of a solution for a long time in our cities and county, and I, for one, do not think it's getting better. In fact, the other day when some speakers highlighted their research saying that it was getting better, a large percentage of the audience sighed in disbelief. The homeless seem to be everywhere, holding signs, pleading for a handout, pushing shopping carts, and hanging around the Bayshore Mall. Speaking of the Bayshore Mall, I support Chief Mills' actions pushing campers out of the so-called Devil's Playground. Why? They were creating a lot of crime, damaging the businesses around the mall in many ways. They were creating a public health hazard, and they were endangering the free usage and enjoyment of that area for many citizens. I'm also appreciative to the chief for this insight. Those on the far right and the far left have no viable solution to the problem of homelessness. For example, on the far right, these people want to push the homeless out of the city, out of the county, or maybe into the bay. That's not a good solution because it amounts to treating them as less than human. If homeless lives are not to be valued, then all our lives can be devalued. On the middle right, you have some who seem to care about the homeless. Just don't put them in my backyard and make them work or starve. Fine, but a lot of them have neither peers nor parents who have modeled a work ethic for many years. They need a hand up. On the far left are people who say, leave the homeless alone. Homelessness is not a crime, and let these happy people do whatever they want, pitching their tents wherever they please, never mind the consequences for businesses, homes, tourists, or the local economy. This is also unhelpful because it's a kindly but misguided form of indifference. Let them alone because they are happy campers? I beg to differ. People who are living outside all the time, many of them buying and selling drugs, committing and instigating crimes, and engaging in nothing of social utility to society as a whole, are not happy campers. They're living in a self-induced purgatory, and they need help getting out. On the middle left, there are advocates for the homeless who want them to have the right to toilets, clean water, a place to sleep. Who could argue with that? Unless we ask, who's supposed to pay for it? In sum, any lasting solution to homelessness will not come from either the far right or far left. It will have to come from the broader middle section of citizens, people who care about the homeless but also want to help them join society rather than camping on its margins. It's the people in the middle who can help find a balance between the rights of the one and the common good of the many. It's the people in the middle who can take the risk to extend friendship across social and economic borders that tend to divide the haves from the have-nots. Rather than marching or lobbying or asking the government to solve the problem, if enough people would volunteer in places like the Rescue Mission, St. Vincent de Paul, the Betty Kwan Center, we can lick the homeless problem. We just have to get enough people to care so we can turn homelessness into a problem that's been solved. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.